Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to the bonus Christmas week episode of Holy Shenanigans that we like to call a Christmas sweets mix. If you've already heard our other episodes of Holy Shenanigans, you have some idea what we've offered. But this episode, we're shifting our regular format to share a collection of several gifts of prose that span the globe. From the U.S. to Ireland to Australia and back to the U.S., these poems and songs are offerings of hope, peace, joy, and love. On this first Sunday of Christmas, Psalm 148 says, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing God's will. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, young men and maidens, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord." And as I read this psalm with all these creatures and people, snow, fog, and creeping things lifting up the always sacred but never stuffy work of God, then why not poets? So welcome to this wonderful mix of Christmas sweets mix of poetry and music, of hope, peace, joy, and love. Years ago, I used to make hardtack candy as Christmas gifts. It was a thrifty choice for lots of people. All it took was granulated sugar and oil and confectioner's sugar. It also took time. The coming together of this episode has been a real-time experience of curating and creating space for poets to share their gifts with the world. One by one, poetry friend by poetry acquaintance, submissions reached my email inbox. And so here we are, poets and people gathered from all over the world, sharing with you our own mix of sweets for you to savor. We hope that this Christmas sweets mix gives you what you need: a little heat of cinnamon, the tart of lemon, the cool of peppermint, held in a colorful container and topped with a shiny bow. Yes, poem by poem, audio bite by audio bite, coffee cup by coffee cup in the kitchen with Ian. P.S. Thanks, Ian, for all the audio tech work. This is a gift from us at Holy Shenanigans Podcast, with the help of our guest composers. This Christmas sweets mix is here. PPS. Some of these poems will be shared in the original voice of the author or the composer of the poem, and to some, I will lend my voice. To start things off, we begin with a serious but hopeful letter to Santa by Lorraine Savage, church member and sower of all things beautiful, from King of Kings Lutheran Church in Liverpool, New York. Dear Santa, are you real? I need to know because I'm living through something that feels very unreal right now. And I need to believe in something truly real, inside a person's heart real. Could you please ignite the spark of generosity that leads to a million random acts of kindness? Because my family, my neighbors, my country, my world is suffering. And we need that kindness right now to heal. Are you able to inspire us to listen to each other as carefully as you listen to each child that you meet? Because we really need to listen to each other to make the world a better place. Please, Santa, please. I hope this letter reaches you in time. Yours truly, me. Our second poem, focused on hope, comes from Leo W.T. Leo W.T. is a seminarian, hairdresser, and activist, but mostly they are Tijara. Leo, together with their partner, L. Tijara, own W.T. Hair in Olean, New York. They have 5 children, 4 pets, and 1 passion in life, making the world a better place by loving people in their lives. You can contact Leo at leowalterstijara@gmail.com or leowalterstijara on Facebook. Hope. When she asked me to write a poem about hope, I immediately thought of all the times I felt the ache of its death. Like that time I listened from somewhere above my body to the sound of strangers' voices calling out the demons from inside of me. But they weren't demons. They were just me. Alone in a circle of good intentions and horrible theology. Like the time I laid on the floor and cried and cried and cried. Drowning in the knowledge of every dream I ever had just died. Closed eyes. Chest fall. Chest rise. That was hope. That my chest would be so bold as to rise. Under the weight of fear and panic and grief, my chest would still rise. The third poem dedicated to hope comes to us all the way from Sydney, Australia, from poet Colleen Keating. She enjoys the pursuit of words to express her amazement with life. Colleen has 4 award-winning books of poetry published, including the newly launched Poetic Journey with Hildegard of Bingen. All 4, A Call to Listen, Fire on Water, Desert Patterns, and Hildegard of Bingen, are all available as book or ebook version through Ginninderra Press of South Australia, Amazon, Goodreads, and other supply outlets. Here is Colleen with her reading of Gardeners of Hope.
G'day, everyone. Greetings from Australia. My name is Colleen Keating. I'm a Sydney-based Australian poet. And my poem, my Christmas poem, is about hope. And the title of it is called Gardeners of Hope. Gardeners of Hope. When we are caught in the world's turmoil, when we see the edge falling away from under us, in times of overwhelm in this wrecked and shimmering world of in-between times, our hearts still capped with fear, our voices muted with apathy, with hope a dimmed song, with hope a hazed horizon. We are called to remember Christmas is in the air, and it is in the tiny, not the immense, will be the miracle, in the quiet waiting, in listening for the word. With open hands. Christmas beckons us to be the gardeners of hope, tending our earth, nurturing our soil with family, beauty, poetry. We are called to plant the seed, be the ones waiting with hands open, with hearts open, for the miracle to come. Thank you, everyone, and blessings, blessings of hope for Christmas and for 2021.
The first poem in the piece category is by Marilyn Dyer. She is a member of Hope Lutheran Church in Troy, New York, formerly St. Timothy's. She is the widow of Pastor Lee Dyer. You may know her from her role as past president of the Upstate New York Synod Women of the ELCA, or for her announcements about world hunger at Synod Assembly.
I watched the moon rise Christmas Eve. My hope is for your peace of heart at this precious time of year. Let fear not take away your joy, nor cold and gray still your soul. On a frosty, frigid Christmas Eve, I watched the full moon rise and knew without the slightest doubt that Christ was born that night. I know it's not the time of year for shepherds in the field, but that didn't stop my faith in the story that's so real. He came to save us from all that's wrong in us, our lives, our world. We only need to trust, believe, and share his redeeming love with all.
The second featured poet in the theme of peace is Adrian Fisher. Adrian reads a lot, writes sometimes, and loves her family always. She's seen Bob Dylan in concert 9 times and is counting the hours until she and her husband can experience live music once again. Adrian teaches high school and college English in West Virginia, where she is working on being more intentional with her time. She is the 2020 National Writing Project at West Virginia University Writing Excellence Award winner, and her writing medium of choice is nonfiction or flash fiction. But as her poem titled December shows, poet is a descriptive that is witnessed in her writing.
December. From the window, I see a black blot in the snow, in the thick blue light, an unfamiliar darkness. Not the bird feeder, not a careless ball. I wait. The earth rotates. I re-see it. A hole in the field pumpkin we brought home in bright October. We cut a doorway in its side and poured in seed, a little shelter for the songbirds. It sagged and blackened, waiting, attracting no birds through autumn days. Now, snow transforms the yard, fills in the gaps, draws the eye to darkness. Now, the shelter wears a white hat. Now, a blue jay hops over, hops closer, pauses, considers me up in the window watching, and stretches its head into the pumpkin for a bite. It's taken time, time to recognize the visible, time to become humble, time to remove conditionals, time to accept gifts given for what they are, steadiness, solidness, peace. We rest as we ever have in the palm of God's hand. We the stubborn, we the unlost. We rest.
The focus of our segment on joy is not a poem, but a recorded composition, My Song for Baby, by Francisco Herrera. The main singer in the recording is Pastor Reverend Aaron Coleman Branchand of St. Luke's Lutheran Church on Logan Square. Francisco, he, him, mother, left a life in classical music, to begin divinity studies at Chicago Theological Seminary. Since beginning his PhD work at Lutheran School of Theology, he has exercised his Christian agitation skills as a seminary instructor at LSTC and at Lutheran Seminary Program in the Southwest, co-founded a collective, Decolonized Lutheranism. He has written for 1517 Media and Sojourners Magazine and is currently knee-deep in preparing a dissertation on intersectionality and church planting. Polymath and scatterbrain that he is, Francisco pays his bills via your support with Patreon at patreon.com, PolyGlotEvangel. He tweets at PolyglotEvangel and would love to cook for you. Just send him an email. He raises money in the name of Jesus. And now, Francisco's composition, My Song.
Precious one, rubbing your eyes, warm as the setting sun, gentle your cries. I see you're blinking and thinking I'll win. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. Feeding and kneading your mother's tired breast, feel your heart beating as peace fills your chest. Pressing, caressing my love through your skin, I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. Nighttime, the right time to wade into dreams, as a celestial chime floats us downstream, while baby's maybe gives way from within. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. Delicate, perfect fit, baby and me, we'll make the most of it, just wait and see. Moonlight and delight make tiny mouths grin. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in. I'll sing my song as sweet sleep nestles in.
In the final category of love, our song lyrics written by Nancy Lissone from Staten Island, New York. I have loved you all of my life, Lord. I am weak, but you are strong. In your presence now I listen. You have been here all along. In the bustle of life's burdens, you are here to calm my soul. Lord, I thank you for all blessings. Through your hands I am made whole. When the darkness gathers round me, you are the light I always see. May I thank you every day, Lord, knowing that you are in me. Many times have I thus faltered, not accepting my cross to bear. May I always feel your presence, reminding me you're always there. I have loved you all my life, Lord. I am weak, but you are strong. In your presence now I listen. You have been here all along. May my life thus be a song. Lyrics again by Nancy Lissone. Last in this category for love is a poem written and read by Christine Valters Paintner. Christine, who comes to us by way of Ireland, is curator of abbeyofthearts.com and author of two collections of poetry, The Wisdom of Wild Grace and Dreaming of Stones.
Suspended. She sits in a boat, 100 shades of blue between lake and sky. Summer sun strews jewels across the water. Her hand hangs over the edge, dipping into coolness. Nowhere else to be. She floats, rocks gently, feels warm rays swirling her limbs. The water asks only one thing of her, to yield anything that keeps her from love, until she is no longer holding on, not to the walls she carefully built, not the wounds that tremble, not even her own name, until she can hear the lake calling and she sees in the surface a mirror, revealing herself to herself. Instead of turning away, she draws closer, plunges into sapphire depths, realizes she is the water. She is the sun's glow. She is love's embrace enfolding her. There was never a barrier, just the world waiting for her to say yes.
So there we have it. Hope, peace, joy, and love have taken us on a tour of our world in the words of poets gathered in the sacred but never stuffy space that I like to call holy shenanigans. Like a candy box filled with sweets, I hope these poems and songs encourage you in this Christmas time and into the year to come. And while I usually end each episode with one of my own poems, this Christmas time, the only words that come to mind are those of poet and theologian Howard Thurman in his poem, The Work of Christmas. When the songs of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. The Work of Christmas, Howard Thurman. For the poetic variety from sweet to spice, thank you to Lorraine, Leo, Colleen, Marilyn, Adrian, Francisco, Christine, Nancy, and Howard. Thank you for your gift of words that made this first Christmas special episode possible. Thank you to Ian Eastman, audio engineer and co-conspirator in this Holy Shenanigans podcast. Gratitude to artist Kellen Barron, who created the artwork cover for this episode. Kellen Barron has a Bachelor of Arts from SUNY College at Brockport. She is a mixed media artist who currently resides in Florida. To find Kellen's artwork, go to Fine Art America and look for her profile at Kellen, K-E-L-L-Y-N, Barron, B-A-R-O-N. Thank you for joining us for this Holiday Sweets episode of Holy Shenanigans podcast. And from all of us at Holy Shenanigans, God's blessings to you. And may we be about the work of Christmas and make music of the heart in 2021. Until next time, keep on the lookout for the sacred in the everyday. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Holy Shenanigans-filled New Year. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice in art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.